One of the most powerful forces at work in this world is a comparison with other people to see who is greater in importance, power, ability, and overall quality. However, let us bear in mind that ultimately, our true worth is not measured by our comparison with others, but by the moral and spiritual substance in our being, our inner man. It is measured by the absolute values of moral goodness and by the perfection in the being of God. It is foolish for us to compare with others. We need to concentrate on developing moral and spiritual substance in our being, measured by the absolute values of moral goodness, considering the moral and spiritual perfection in the being of God. In contrast, being a worthless man has to do with moral and spiritual corruption. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 12 to 14 tells us what is a worthless person. He's a wicked man with perversity in his heart, and he devises evil continually. That is a worthless person. Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 1 to 11 tells us God's description of what is worthless. He says, like a waistband that is meant to cling to a man, so God called Israel to cling to him, but they did not. If the waistband were put by the river, you will become worthless. You will be destroyed. So too, the people of Israel, described as this wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts, they became totally worthless. They did not listen to God. So too for all of us. Worthlessness arises from going our own way, not keeping close to God, not following his instructions. It's associated with following the evil one and the ways of the world, and it results in moral corruption of the heart. So then let us appreciate that God loves us in the totality of our being as a person. He loves us personally and individually, as well as corporately, as his people. As individuals, we are precious to him, as distinct and unique individuals. Not just in terms of our potential, of what we can develop to become, but also what we are now, in the midst of our weaknesses and struggles. We may think that if we have not yet developed to a very high quality, we will not be precious to God. That is not true. What is critical is that we develop a humble and contrite spirit, and we must be prepared to give ourselves fully to him, to be what we ought to be. Otherwise, God cannot be meaningfully close to us. In Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, God tells us that while he is holy, he dwells with the contrite and lowly of spirit. God is pleased to dwell with us if we are prepared to learn, if we are prepared to repent, to change our ways. In the midst of our failures, God will continue to be with us, to teach us and help us to learn and grow if we remain humble and contrite. God is like a gardener who plants trees that will bear good fruit. In Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3, God tells us how he seeks to help the people of Israel to become good. And this is a passage quoted by the Lord Jesus when he came to proclaim the gospel, which is meant not just for the people of Israel, but for all of us. When we respond well to God, then this statement will apply to us. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. When we respond well to God, we develop to become oaks of righteousness, strong, reliable, enduring, because of righteousness. Psalms 1 verses 1 to 3 tells us the blessedness of the one who lives righteously, and he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Whatever he does, he prospers. We become fruitful when we delight in the law of the Lord, when we walk in his ways. We see, therefore, that the primary aspect of the measurement of our worth is the moral and spiritual quality of our being, the degree of the purity of our heart. This is the primary aspect of the meaning of what I am. Blessed are the pure in heart. In addition to that, the specific uniqueness in each one of us is a very meaningful aspect of the worth of our being, the totality of the being of each one of us. Therefore, we see that Moses, Job, Daniel, and Paul are distinct and unique beings. Even if their moral and spiritual qualities were similar, they would still be unique individuals in the totality of their beings. Even if they develop to be similar in terms of the level of quality of moral and spiritual beauty, they would still be unique individuals. When the Apostle Paul says, "What I am," it would be different from Daniel saying the same words. We should therefore not seek to be someone else, but seek to be the person that God wants us to be, in terms of the purity of our heart and the specific aspects of our life. We need not be afraid of what others may say of us or do to us. This does not affect the worth of our being. What we should be afraid of is our own poor response to God in his calling to us to develop true worth in our being. We must take great care of who we are or what we are, the totality of our being. In summary then, what we have considered in these 9 messages of what am I worth include various of the following aspects that can help us to understand how we should develop. It is very easy for us to be affected and hurt by what others say or do. In such a situation, we may seek to please others, and we may be glad when we are praised. Yet, deep in our hearts, we will not be deeply satisfied. We will not be at peace. We may then learn that we have been much affected by the spirit of the world and its ways, even in our pursuit of the things of God. We need therefore to reject the world and listen to God and live by his word, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If we love God sincerely and deeply, we can be confident in God's goodness and rest in his sovereign undertaking, whatever the situation may be. However difficult or painful, God loves us. He will take care of us. He will be with us if we truly and deeply love him. We must learn from the Lord Jesus, our perfect example. Look at his life, behold him, appreciate him, and learn to drink the cup and go through the baptism in a spirit of self-giving, love, and humility. We learn to receive life from him, and we learn to impart life to others. This path is very difficult. We must be determined to change from old ways to new ways. In this development, we must depend on God for His enabling and His life. We have to learn to walk by the Spirit, to live by meaning and not by feeling. Ultimately, we must concentrate on where true worth resides, in our inner man, in our moral and spiritual being, and then all that we do arising from that. What I am, the totality of our being. Develop that well, and we can be restful, confident, and peaceful in God. To help us remember and ponder over the major issues of these 9 messages on what am I worth, I will sing you a song entitled, What Am I Worth? Do seek to identify with the meaning and the spiritual reality of how we can develop true worth in our being. This song is communicated as a conversation between two persons. What others say, they hurt me so. What am I worth? I want to know. I strive to please, they praise me so. What am I worth? How do I know? I long to be what I should be. How can I be what I should be? Give up this world and what it says. Hear what he says and change your ways. If you love God, each step you take, He is the Lord, He'll undertake. Seek what is good, so come to Him, behold His life, and learn from Him. Drink of His cup, baptized like Him, partaking Him, imparting Him. Walk by the Spirit and be free, then you will be a fruitful tree. So live by meaning, then you see that you will be what you should be. Seek what is good, I come to Him, be what I should, I live in Him. I must take care of what I am. What I am worth is what I am. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We know that it cost you much to make it possible for us to find life, forgiveness, and to become like you. We acknowledge that we have often grieved your heart. We have often gone our own ways. We have followed the ways of the world, sought our personal glory, and not lived according to your ways. We come to you for your forgiveness, your cleansing, and we know that you love us personally, individually, as well as a group of people in the body of Christ. We pray that you speak to us, help us to understand ourselves, and to know how we can develop true worth in our being, the totality of our lives. That we learn to love you and walk with you with meaning and purpose each day. Help us to take care of our own lives, and in so doing to learn to love others and to contribute to their well-being. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus into this world. We thank you for the cross. We pray that you help us to appreciate more deeply what this means and how we can honor you in our lives. We ask that you strengthen us, help us to grow in moral and spiritual substance in our being, to develop purity of heart and a deeper oneness with God. And help us that we may prepare well for eternity by living well now on earth. O Lord, we thank you for your grace, so that we can become people who will be to the praise of God and will bring joy to your heart. We pray that you be with each one of us to help us to walk in the right way, the good way. We pray that you help us, that we may learn to work hard, appreciate your grace, trust you, and develop to be the people that you want us to be. For this we pray and thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.